Yeah, you said what?
It's part of what I talked about and made sure to read that part.
Her disappointment, okay? This is what you wrote. This is the original. I'd hope for queen, king, bishop 2, queen, rook 6, king, knight 1, rook 8. A rook, king, a check, rook takes rook, bishop takes knight, with mate to follow shortly. Also, knight 4, knight 5, queen, rook 6, check, king, knight 1, bishop, king, rook 3, and the curtain comes down.
Right.
That's what you
okay. Now, that's the correct comment, because there is no immediate mate there. What I said was mate to follow shortly.
That's right.
Now, go over to the Bashford books. Look what they did there. They falsified it. Take a look at what they did in the Bashford book.
They wrote down here a bitter disappointment. Okay, it's the same. I've been hoping, now this is different. I've been hoping for queen F2, queen H3, king G1, rook E1, double exclamation, rook takes E1, bishop takes D4, with mate to follow.
Right.
Without shorty, huh? Well, they removed your shorty. And then also, knight BBD5, queen H3, king G1, bishop H6, and the curtain comes down. But they remove your shortly.
The key is they took out my word shortly. You see that? You see that? They took out my word shortly.
Yeah, excuse me, Bobby, this is Eugene. Why did they remove the shortly?
Because they want to make it look like I thought there's a mate there. I thought there's a mate to follow, but there's not a mate to follow. The mate comes, you know, much later, sometime later, you know. Shortly means not right away.
Right.
Besides, there is no immediate mate. That's why I put the word in shortly, you see.
I mean, Bobby, they go that far, you know, in maligning or, you know, in just changing, you know, what your original, writings are. They change as far as that, huh?
They're lying bastards. Jews were always lying bastards throughout their history. They're filthy, dirty, disgusting, vile, criminal people.
Gene. Oh, no, I think, Romy, so we can go back now with, you were asking, I think Romy was asking about the idea you played with Robert Byrne, you know.
Yeah, well, I was, my basic question here, Bob, is, since this is a very short game, with a very complicated situation and a brilliant strategy, I was thinking, at what point early in the game did you conceive of this, the two diagonals, the rook on E8, and the knight maneuvering on the queen side?
It's not like you see everything, you just have the feeling.
Gut feel.
Move because you're getting a lot of activity for your pieces. It's impossible to see these things, you know, to the end.
Right.
Playing pretty much on the basic principles. Of course, there's a certain amount of calculation, but it's more, you can't calculate to these things precisely.
Uh-huh.
Generally speaking, you see.
But you know that the position, in the position, there was something for you.
Yeah, the key move was when I played pawn to king 4.
Ah, when you broke, when you broke in the center.
It's a risky move because I'm weakening my queen pawn, you see.
Right.
But I felt that this activity I was gaining, I explained that in my notes, it was worth it. But this was the key move. But I didn't see it to the end, of course, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You just had to feel that there was something wrong with the position.
Yeah. I mean,
yep.
They do, but, you know, but not this, not at this stage of the game, no way.
Okay, Bob, let's go back to your memorabilia, because the way Eugene sounded to me, I mean, it was terrible the way they raided the storage house and just ransacked everything there.
Yeah, can I just make a short little statement about it to put it in perspective? Take about 60 seconds.
Yes, please. No, take 120.
Okay. This is basically a very simple story of three dirty Jews. Naturally, all three dirty Jews are working in full collusion. The first dirty Jew, my agent to pay my bills in the U.S., Mr. Bob Ellsworth, suddenly stops paying my Pasadena storage bills behind my back. On the telephone, he lies to me about it several times during the calendar year 1998. Then also behind my back, the second dirty Jew, Beacon Storage Company, says, Fisher stopped paying his storage bills for 6 months. Fisher owes us $480. Fisher has abandoned all his property. All Fisher's property is ours. We have the right behind Fisher's back to confiscate and auction off at a millionth of a penny on the dollar all of Fisher's property. And behind my back, the Dirty Jew begins just that. The third Dirty Jew, the United States government proclaims, is all perfectly legal. End of story. And of course, as one would expect, the Jew-controlled press and media goes along for the ride.
Is this why you have these checks for Bob Ellsworth? For the storage fees?
This guy has been paying my bills in the States for years because I thought it was convenient because he lives in Pasadena. I had two P.O. boxes there, so he'd pick up my mail, pick up my bills, and he'd pay them, see? And I was sending him $5,000 a year. And I checked the records. These bills that he was paying only came to about $3,000. So he was in for his trouble. $2,000 a year. But in spite of it, and he set me up to have my stuff confiscated, working in collusion with Beacons. And I found out recently that he didn't even ever pay my my bills in for my property in Florida. I almost lost my property in Florida. I just had to send there about $7,000. This guy is obviously a secret dirty Jew trying to, and he's a rich guy. It's not, he didn't do this to save money. It's not embezzlement just for a few men. He did this to screw me. He's a son of a bitch. He did this on orders from the Jew government. And this thing in Beacons, this is really the valuable stuff that, you know, I saved this up for decades. And there was just everything you can think of there. Books and magazines, legal files, and all my fan mail, and all my receipts, and all my handwritten notebooks, gold and silver coins, a big, powerful 2,000-pound safe with a double, two doors, and the outside door is made out of carbide steel, with combination locks, and the whole bit, a bank timer, then two big file cabinets, professional legal file cabinets, and one file cabinet that even had a secret built-in safe in the top drawer. They have stolen enormous quantities of stuff that is tremendously valuable. A letter from President Nixon, a telegram from President Nixon, a book sent to me by the then former President Nixon, all my stuff from Marcos, his letter inviting me to the Philippines, a photo album, private pictures I took of Marcos on my Polaroid camera, other photo albums, just every goddamn thing you can think of. I put it all in there. I thought it was safe in there. I had it in there for 12 years. I paid them over $10,000 speakers. I paid them over $10,000 in storage fees. $10,000. I was their best customer, probably. $10,000. I got behind $480, apparently, because this Bob Ellsworth was conspiring with Beacons. He wasn't paying him. I was sending Ellsworth the money continuously. I sent him a check for $5,000 in May to pay these various bills I had. And he said he was paying everything, but actually he was working with Beacons to rob my stuff. Simple as that, to give them a pretext to go in there and raid my stuff. This is totally unheard of and vicious. I would tell anybody, get their stuff out of the Beacons. Nobody should do any business with Beacons, and all the employers, employees there, if they're honest, they should quit working for Beacons. This is a mega robbery. This stuff is worth tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars that they've sold.
You know, those are fires of a lifetime, Bobby, and they're all lost to you now?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. For $480. Can you believe this?
Wow, and what are you going? You can't do anything about it.
No, you can't do anything because the Jews are in control in America.
But where are the paraphernalia, the memorabilia? Where are they? They're gone now? You can't even trace them?
There's just enormous quantity of stuff. This stuff is,
That's right. That's worth millions.
Yeah. Oh, no, not millions. It's worth at least tens of millions, at least. Look, this guy, Martin McGuire, this baseball player, He hit 70 home runs, I think, and for the 70th home run, this ball, baseball, I think he signed it, and it's like worth $2.7 million.
Yeah, I must agree, yeah.
Now, I had in that storage room, the equivalent of hundreds of baseballs, you know? Everything you can imagine, you know? Letters from presidents, photo albums.
They're all chess clocks.
What?
They're all chess clocks. They could be worth millions. The ones you used before.
Yeah. I can't make out what you say, Vice. What?
Chess clocks. The chess clocks that you used before, I'm sure you had some of them in file.
You mean my new chess clock?
No, not the Fisher chess clock. I mean, you told us that you're not even getting anything from the Fisher chess clock. I mean, some of the relics of the past, your old chess clocks.
I have some old clocks in there, yeah. But the, you know, just everything you can imagine they have stolen. Just an outrageous thing, you know, telegram from the Kissinger, you know, just all kind of correspondence, letters, even stuff from my mother, my sister, just all kind of personal stuff. I had a lawsuit with Time Incorporated. This lawsuit took about 3 years of my life, 3.5 years of my life. I had to prepare for it for about a year. I built up an enormous file on Time Inc., proving that they're absolute criminals, proving that they've broken all their written agreements with me. I had about 15, 16 written agreements with them. And then I sued Time Incorporated. I had a huge stack of these legal papers, points and memorandum, depositions. I had tape recordings of my depositions with them because the judge allowed me to tape record my depositions with them. Tons of stuff just on this. I had stuff on microfiche about this Time Inc. file. I had a photo album, very valuable photos that they had taken of me. I had a huge Time Inc. file. This has been 3.5 years of hard work putting it together. This has been stolen too. You know, this is just absolutely criminal. And this Ellsworth guy, he deliberately lied to me several times that he had paid the bill. He knew damn well he hadn't paid it. He deliberately lied in collusion with Beacon so Beacon could grab my stuff. Absolutely dirty, filthy, you know, you can't get any lower than this stuff. And the Duke press to say, oh, it's all perfectly legal, it's all perfectly normal, this is not a crime, you know.
Okay, Bobby. Of course, this Mr. Bob Ellsworth, you know, he's a person, you know, it's not easy to control. But how about this Vickers, you know, this Vickers moving and storage company that you told me? Is this, some kind of prestige, you know, of their name, or is it kind of well known in the States, this company?
One of the biggest moving and storage companies in the world. They got an office right here in Budapest. I saw them advertising right here. They're huge. But I remember about 10 years ago or so, they were bought by an even bigger multinational corporation, which I happen to know was a Jew company. You see, so they're under the Jewish control. They've been under control by the Jews for at least the last 10 years. Maybe they were controlled even before, but the last 10 years they've been owned by the Jews. See, so the Jews were behind this robbery too, you know. So,
Bobby, how do you spell this Beacons? Beacons? Is that, how do you spell it?
Beacons.
Oh, so it's P-E, P as in boy, E as in England, K as in kangaroo, I as in Italy, N as in Norway, and S as in Singapore, like that?
Right, exactly, yes. And I'm asking, you know, I was reading in the papers that this guy, Osama bin Laden, I read this about a month ago in the International Herald Tribune, that he's looking around, he's scouring the world for good Israeli and American targets to hit, you know? So may I humbly suggest, Mr. Bin Laden, you hit Beacons, you know? Hit Beacons and Mr. Bob Ellsworth.
Okay, Bobby, we'll just pause for a few seconds. We're going for a station break.
Your one and only sports connection is CCSR Sports Radio 918.
Fortunate, and, you know, it's very sad that the U.S. government is doing this to you. Because here in the Philippines, the U.S. government is supposed to be the protector of
champion of human rights, you know. They always, you know, emphasize to protect the rights of human, and especially since you are an American citizen, you know, they should doubly protect your rights, no? In my opinion. I mean, I don't understand, Bobby.
And yes, they have an arrest warrant that's valid all over the United States. They have a federal arrest warrant. This is not just for one state. This is a federal arrest warrant. They can arrest me anywhere in the United States. Anywhere. And, I want to read a little statement here, just from a magazine. Just to quote something from a magazine to show how outrageous this indictment against me is, how they're singling me out. They don't want anybody else. It was coming just out to get me. Let me read this statement, okay, Eugene? Eugene?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, this is from the May 1994 edition of a magazine called Current Biography. This is May 1994, Current Biography. This is an American magazine. They publish biographical sketches of well-known people in every issue, like, you know, maybe 15 or so biographical sketches of well-known people in every issue. Okay. They have about a four-page article on me. And let me read you this one part. On December 15th, 1992, United States officials indicted Fisher and issued an arrest warrant, an action that surprised some legal scholars in view of the numerous unpunished violations of the United Nations sanctions committed by arms manufacturers and other companies. So they're going after me, a chess player, for playing chess, rather than going after arms companies that were really involved in this war, in the civil war in Yugoslavia. Can you imagine this?
Yeah, that's incredible, because they singled out on you, and I mean, you're just playing chess, no, Bobby?
Yeah, and they single out on me, but they leave the arms manufacturers and other companies alone. There's something interesting about this statement. I want to just make a comment on it here. The United States officials, it's not really officials, it's the United States government, okay, indicted Fisher and issued an arrest warrant, an action that surprised some legal scholars. That's a very interesting statement. The action surprised some legal scholars. So that means it didn't surprise some other legal scholars. I'll tell you who it didn't surprise. It didn't surprise the Jewish legal scholars, because they know the game. The game is to screw me, to put me in jail and kill me, see? So it didn't surprise the Jewish legal scholars. The legal scholars that surprised were non-Jewish scholars, legal scholars, who didn't know the name of the game, you see?
Okay, Bobby. And also, even in the mass, we forgot to even to mention earlier, like, of course, Spassky was not, nothing with him, nothing with me, nothing with everybody. Even this Grandmaster Lothar Smith, who acted as the arbiter of the mass, twice he went to the German embassy, you know, and asked if it's okay if he acted as the arbiter then. And they say it's no problem. The German embassy said you are not violating any UN sanctions. So it seems that everybody is not violating the UN sanction except you, Bobby.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. The Jews are out to get me. You know, there was a secret circular letter that the Jews issued around 1956, and it had all kind of poisonous advice to Jews, American Jews. And one of the things they told American Jews, they told them to do was get the fascist anti-Semites one way or another. See?
Okay. Okay, Bobby, you remember you sent me by fax all these boxes. And I don't know what have you there when you left in 1992 to play the World Chess Championship match against Boris Spassky in Yugoslavia. And you sent me a fax of the belongings you left only in 1992, okay? Not the things you left before that. You know, you had so much already boxes in there before you left for Yugoslavia in 1992. And